So if you talk about better choices, who decides what are better choices? Actually, there are certainly areas where there can be shades of gray. You know, what is better, what is worse?
Yeah, there are cases that are
There are
obvious.
there, but then what happens is the shades of gray, they have to be carefully dealt with. And nobody can come and just impose their dogma and say this is right and that is wrong. But from absolute moral dictatorship, you know, this
Absolute
is,
moral dictatorship.
yeah, it means, you know, this is right, this is wrong.
Okay.
From that, you know, we don't want that definitely in society. But that does not mean that we have to go to the other extreme of absolute moral relativity.
Yeah.
Nothing is right and nothing is
You
wrong.
don't want entire chaos.
Yeah, that will lead to chaos, you
Yeah.
know. So even we accept in all whatever it is that say child abuse is wrong. You know. So there are many things which we intuitively understand is wrong. See, the specific way of evaluating what is right and what is wrong, that may vary. But we all accept the principle that some things are right, some things are wrong. And the specific we can deal with. But the broad principle is that if, say, in simple things like if I have a limited amount of money and I splurge and I incur a big debt, that's not good.
Not wise, yeah.
Yeah, that's I'm hurting myself. If I have family dependent on me, and if at that time I can't deal with my problems and I become alcoholic, now I'm increasing my problems and increasing their problems. So there are quite often areas where the right, where the better and the worse choices are not all that difficult to discern. And to a large extent, you know, a person becoming an alcoholic addict or a drug addict, now who's going to consider that to be good? So if, and most often, let's put it this way, that there are people who are getting into, who become alcoholics and they don't want to be alcoholics.
Yeah, I
So
agree with that.
are there means by which we can help them to break free from that? So spirituality, I found, is one powerful way. I'm not saying that is the only way, but it is one powerful way. So it can help people who have got caught because of the wrong choices or unhealthy choices to break free and make healthier choices. And so those who are good, they can even become better. They can become more focused. So, for example, whatever we want to do in our life, if I can concentrate better, I can perform better, I can contribute better. So enhanced concentration skills are a plus, whatever field I'm working in. And if something can help me to become more focused, become less distracted, that is a positive. So specific areas of moral ambiguity, you know, those questions can be dealt with separately.
Okay.
But here what we're talking about is in a general sense, there are certain choices which are more or less universally understood to be bad.
Yeah, I
And
agree with that.
still people are not able to resist them. And if you could help people in that way, then that is empowering them internally. And spirituality does that. Okay. Thank you. Thoughtful questions.